as we reach the end of the year, we also reach the period of time where people make New Year resolutions. After people put away the Christmas presents and clean up their kitchens, they begin to think about the year ahead, 2021. And often people this time of year resolve to do things differently. I thought a lot about that idea of New Year's resolutions this past week, and I thought it's a very interesting way to put it. It's not New Year wish list. It's not New Year to-do list. It's New Year's resolutions. The idea carries a lot of strength and determination. When someone says that they are resolving to do so, we know that they really mean it. But why do people make New Year's resolutions in the first place? In fact, why do people resolve to do everything? Well, motivations for people are different, but more often than not, people resolve to do something because they want to live a meaningful life. They want to live a life that makes a difference. See, all of us hope that we can reach a certain age, a certain period in our life, where we can look back on all the things that we've done, all the things that God has done through us, and be filled with a sense of accomplishment, a sense of pride, to look not only on what we've done, but how we've impacted others. That those people who are in our lives were blessed by us, transformed by us, and made better people as well. But none of us are perfect. And none of our circumstances are perfect. In fact, sometimes when we resolve to do things, the outcome is out of our control. You don't have to look very far and think about 2020 and how COVID has changed our lives to know that that is the truth. So the truth of the matter is, if we're fortunate enough to reach the end of our life, most people are filled with a mixture of two different emotions, two different feelings. People are, yes, filled with a sense of accomplishment, but they are also filled with a sense of regret. All of us have regrets, don't we? Things that we wish we could have done differently, or things that we did that we wish could be undone. But most of us don't, at the end of our life, look forward to the future with a sense of hope and optimism. If we're able to reach the end of our life, most people don't believe the best is yet to come. But what if such an attitude was possible? What if it was possible that no matter what our past was about, we could believe our future is hopeful? We could believe that the best is yet to come. Well, that's exactly what Simeon in our scripture reading did. You see, Simeon in our scripture reading, we're told, is a very old man. He has reached the late stages of his life. And like many people, I'm sure Simeon was filled with both a sense of accomplishment and some regrets. But this is what Simeon was feeling in our scripture reading today. What Simeon was feeling was an overwhelming sense of optimism. You see, Simeon had the attitude of a child on Christmas Eve, believing that his next days were going to be his best days. You see, because Simeon was let in on a secret from the Holy Spirit, something that he was told many, many years ago. You see, the Holy Spirit, our scripture tells us, told Simeon that he would not see death until he saw the Messiah, the Savior of the whole world. And so no matter what happened in Simeon's life at this point, he always had a sense of hope. He always had a sense of optimism because he was going to see the Messiah before he passed away. And in our scripture reading, the day finally comes. Mary and Joseph, Jesus' parents, take Jesus to the temple to be dedicated, as was the tradition in that day. And Simeon sees the baby Jesus, and he holds the baby Jesus, and he's immediately filled with the Holy Spirit. God's promise to him has been fulfilled. And he says these words, "Lord, you can now let your servant die in peace." You see, Simeon's greatest act was not something that he did himself. It was something that he experienced by holding the baby Jesus. Now, what can we learn from Simeon? We can learn that for those of us in Christ, we can always look forward to something. We can always have a hopeful attitude about the future. You see, Simeon really understood a very important truth that we often lose sometimes in our busy world and in our culture. Simeon understood that the way to live with a sense of hope, the way to live with a sense of true fulfillment, is not by doing some action or activity, but it's through worship. You see, what Simeon did, and the greatest thing he recognized that he did, was worship God. Worship the baby Jesus. Hold him in his arms and sing his praises. And it was because of his attitude that the greatest thing he could do was worship God, was that he was always looking forward to the future. And if we do the same thing, we can always have a hopeful future. One of my favorite Christmas movies, a movie that I watch every single year before Christmas, is the movie It's a Wonderful Life. And probably most of you have seen it, but in case you've been living under a rock, It's a Wonderful Life is about a man named George Bailey. And ever since George Bailey was a child, he had plans and dreams for the future. Things that he was going to do and accomplish. You see, George Bailey dreamed of traveling the world, seeing all the continents of the world, and then coming back and being a great builder and a great architect, building huge skyscrapers, building great big bridges, really leaving his mark on the world. But despite his desires, his circumstances kept him home. He watched all his friends go off into the world and do great things, accomplish wonderful things, and he was stuck at home running the family business. And his friends often amassed great wealth and fame, and he barely had two nickels to rub together. He lived in a drafty old home. Until finally, through a mistake that was no fault of his own, George Bailey was looking at a prison sentence. You see, he was filled with a sense of despair because he was so focused on all the things that he did and all the things that he did not do. You see, if we live our lives simply focused on all that we did and all that we didn't do, we'll always be filled with some sense of regret. We'll always feel like maybe we missed our opportunity. Maybe we missed our chance to make our mark on the world. Instead, what we need to do is we need to have an attitude, a goal of the future, a goal of today, first and foremost, of worshiping God. Because if we worship on God, if we think about the cross of Christ, we will always be filled, not with a sense of regret, but a sense, like Simeon, that the best is yet to come. Because for those of us who have faith, for those of us who are in Christ, the best is yet to come. We are promised through the scriptures. We are promised because of what Jesus did on the cross, that one day, what we did and what we didn't do will pale in comparison to what Jesus did for us. In the end, God will make a new heaven and a new earth. In the end, the scriptures tell us that every mountain will be made low and every valley will be made even. What God will do is essentially level things out, go back and fix our mistakes, make our wrongs right. You see, for those of us who are on Christ, we never have to wonder. We never have to worry, did I miss my big moment? Did I miss my big opportunity? Because your big moment and my big moment is really about the same thing. It's about getting to heaven. So in the meantime, we worship. We keep our eyes on the prize. We do the things that God is calling us to do. We throw ourselves into our responsibilities, into our opportunities, and give thanks to God for our earthly blessings. But we do it by keeping one eye on eternity, by not becoming marred down and bitter by the disappointments of the world, but instead always being hopeful, always being able to rise above our circumstances, to look to the future, and like Simeon, believe the best is yet to come. Because for those of us in Christ, for those of us who have the promise of heaven, the best is yet to come. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this example, this witness of Simeon, that despite his advanced age, despite reaching the end of his life, he was not filled with fear and bitterness and disappointment, but he was filled with peace. May we develop the same sense of peace that comes from worshiping you, knowing that the greatest thing you will do for us and through us is yet to come. And it's in your holy name we pray. Amen.